Welcome back, our twisted little friend. You are listening to Murder Maidens, a podcast dedicated to discussing crimes committed by women. Your hosts are
Monica,
Robin,
and Sandy.
Okay, so today's presenter is going to be Monica.
Yay!
And I would like to have a little shout out for Miss Monica. Today is her birthday. She's like 80. And so I just want to wish her a happy birthday.
Thank you.
She's old as dirt, but she's the oldest one of us.
That means I came out of that coochie first, and the rest of you are just dirty.
You just made the opening bigger so that we could just slip and slide right out.
I have a little head, thank you.
Have you seen this head?
Sandy's got the biggest head out of all of us, I think.
I actually have a really tiny head. I fit into child's, like, helmet. Like, his nieces, I can put on, like, not even adjust a strap, put on their helmet, strap it, and walk out the door. Like, Jim's always like, what the fuck?
I have a tiny head, too.
Yeah, we just have tiny heads in general, but Sandy's is definitely bigger.
What the fuck? Than us.
I just have all tiny features.
Why do I have the biggest head and I'm the dumbest out of all three of us? I don't understand this.
God only makes things till they're perfect. So.
Well, I think we all just went, I think from one to five, it just went downhill.
That's true.
Yes, so true. He kind of started off close to good and then kind of just went downhill after that.
Yeah, because once we got to number five.
I'm pretty sure that's like dumber and dumber, dumber.
Okay, so usually most families celebrate birthdays with cake and things like that. How do we celebrate birthdays in this family?
Alcohol and tattoos.
Yep.
Strippers. Back in the day, yes.
Cocaine. Cocaina. Coquina.
Coquina.
Coquina off the strippers' butts. So, these are the ways I wish we were celebrating this birthday. Yeah.
But COVID, you can't do
that
anymore.
Damn COVID. Can't have cocaine out the crack.
So.
Can she hold it from 6 feet away?
Maybe.
Like, she can put it on her titty and I'll make a big, huge straw. And he's like 6 feet long.
So we've already had a few margaritas, so bear with us.
Oh, but I was about to sing the pina colada song. That's not what we're drinking.
If you like margaritas.
And getting caught in the
rain.
Oh my God. So. Did you guys know that more serial killers are born in the month of November than any other month?
Oh, that explains a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Neither of your kids are November, though, so this stat might get changed a little bit.
No, yeah, my daughter's going to be a serial killer. She really is. I'm scared of her. And she's two.
Well, they, you know, showed symptoms early in life. Yeah. So just lock your bedroom door at night.
I swear to God, I'm like, I'm going to lock the door because I'm going to wake up and she's just going to be standing over me one day. So one study showed that 17 serial killers were born in November compared to an average of 9 on other months. So that's just like average overall. And that people born in November are found to be in a group that are most pessimistic.
What does pessimistic mean?
Like you just have more of a
for
negative.
For the dumb brains. Over
yeah.
Here.
So you're like more negative like about things.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and Brian tells me like he'll ask me a question. And
so it's like the glass is half empty.
Yeah. But I'm just more so like I'll just tell him like. He's like, you know, I have a cold. Do you think I have COVID? Yeah, probably. Like,
you for sure have COVID.
Yes. So, some of the killers born in November include Dennis Nilsen, who is known as the British Jeffrey Dahmer.
So he ate peeps.
Yeah. David Parker Ray, which is the
toy box killer. He is fucked up.
Yeah.
Why do I not know this guy?
Oh, you have to know him.
He had like a van.
It was not a van. It was almost like a shed type, like a trailer, and he made it into like his torture chamber.
That's he called it the toy box. So that's why it was named the Toy Box Killer. Carl Eugene Watts, known as the Sunday Morning Slasher, as well as the heavy hitters, Charles Manson.
But he never actually,
well, he was a mastermind.
Yeah.
Well, he may have killed somebody, but it's not one, like
the main one.
Still crazy, yeah. Though. And Ted Bundy.
Oh. Yeah. He was a charmer.
He was. I would have definitely hit that up.
Has anyone seen the Netflix, the one with
Zac Efron.
Oh my god, yes.
I know. I was like, murder me, please.
Yes.
Please.
Murder that pussy.
Exactly.
This podcast is rated R.
Yes.
Really fucked up.
Yes. Especially with some margaritas in this.
This is how I am every episode. Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you're pretty much drunk every episode.
True.
Lightweight.
Whatever. I'm the life of the party.
So there were some female serial killers born in November.
Mm-hmm.
So, which include, we've talked about her before, Rosemary West, when Robin was doing the Peterborough ditch murders. Uh-huh. She was the second woman in the UK to have a life sentence.
True, true.
Christine Gilbert, who was known as the Angel of Death.
Okay.
She was a nurse who killed, like, a lot of people with, like, drugs and things like that.
Yeah.
And one Belle Guinness.
Oh, Belle Guinness. I know her.
Yep. So that is who I'm doing today.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do not know this, so.
Oh, you don't know Belle Guinness?
It's a very interesting story.
I'm in for a treat today.
So Belle Guinness, also known as Hell's Belle, the Black Widow, and Lady Bluebeard.
Can I just say that I'm, like, pretty distraught that, like, everybody has cool nicknames, but I do not. Like, I was even talking to the tattoo artist. He was like, yeah, he had, like, a cool nickname. He's, like, the wizard.
And yes,
like,
and that's his Joe the wizard. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, someone hurry up and give me a quick fucking nickname so I can be cool.
We'll figure one out.
I don't have a nickname. I go by Sandy.
Sandy Cheeks.
Sandy Sanders. Wait, like,
holy moly.
Fuck you. I quit this podcast. Okay, I'm back. Okay.
You're back. We're good. We're ready.
We're good.
So, Belle Guinness has changed her name. That wasn't her birth name. So, it is much better than her birth name, which was Brunhild Palsdotter Storseth.
She German?
She is from Norway.
Oh, okay.
So, that is a mouthful. So, Belle Guinness is.
It's much easier to say, but I feel like Brohild is like very like powerful.
Powerful.
Like I would listen to that.
So she was born November 11th in 1859. She did move to the U.S. in 1881, and she was believed to be active, like killing between 1884 and 1908 in Illinois and Indiana.
Oh, wait. So what was her year of birth?
1859.
So 69, 79, 84. Oh, so she was in her 20s when she started. Okay.
Yeah, so math is hard. It takes a while.
I know. I was trying my best. That's why I settled on the 20s.
Somewhere in and about that. So it's thought that she killed at least 14 people, which were mostly men, but it's speculated she was involved with as many 40 murders.
Okay.
And her crimes were not found out until April of 1908 when her farmhouse in LaPorte, Indiana, burned down. So while investigating the fire, authorities found the body of a headless woman who was assumed to be Belle and her three children. They eventually unearthed partial remains of at least 11 additional people. So in 1884... Belle married Mads Sorensen, and they owned a candy store that eventually burnt to the ground, and also their home burnt down as well.
I'm a little bit more upset about the candy shop.
The candy shop, I know. And in both cases, they were given payouts from the insurance. So they didn't suspect any foul play or anything like that. Now, her husband, Mads, had purchased a life insurance policy, and it was about to expire. So he purchased an additional one to take over for when this one expired.
I remember this.
Now, both of the policies were active one day only,
mm-hmm.
July 30th, 1890. For just that one day, and that was it, because the one was expiring, and then the one started the same day it was expiring. So just so happened, Sorensen died that same day.
What fucking luck.
Isn't it ironic?
It is ironic, don't you think? It was ruled a cerebral hemorrhage, and Belle said that her husband came home with a headache, and she said she gave him some quinine powder for the pain. Now, quinine is also in tonic water. So
is that the stuff that makes it glow?
That's what makes it glow.
Okay,
yes.
I thought so.
And it has like a bitter taste and everything like that. And did you know that actually with the quinine powder, that's how we got gin and tonic? Because like British sailors and like they were in India, like they would take it because it's an anti-malarial. So they were taking it, and because it's bitter, they would mix it with gin to make it taste better. Oh. And that's how we get gin and tonic. So there you go.
The more you know.
A little knowledge on you. So she said she gave him the quinine powder to help with his headache, and then she later checked on him, and he was dead. So they didn't find anything suspicious, so they gave her the payout, which was a total of $5,000 between both of the policies. So you're figuring in the 1890s, like, that's a lot of money.
What does that equal to today?
That I do not know.
Research. You didn't do your research.
$10 billion. So in 1901, she married Peter Gunness, who died 8 months later. So it wasn't a long marriage, from a skull fracture. Belle said that Peter reached for something high on the shelf, and a meat grinder fell onto his head and smashed his skull. And his death was ruled an accident.
Who the hell keeps a meat grinder on the top shelf?
On the top shelf, yeah.
And it just, like, accidentally falls.
I know. I have a hard time getting my KitchenAid mixer out of the bottom shelf.
First off, those KitchenAids are heavy as shit.
They really are.
They really are.
I don't have one. I'm poor.
You should look into it. It's a good investment.
It really is.
I love my KitchenAid.
I don't bake.
Well, this that's true.
I'm not paid to say this. I just really like KitchenAid.
I bake. I don't homemade bake.
Oh. So she bakes out the box.
Yeah, she bakes like the cookies that are already made. You just have to pull them apart and throw them on a pan.
I've gotten better. I have the ones you have to like shape yourself. You scoop.
The one in the tub?
The tub. Because I realized how it's actually cheaper to do that. So I buy the tubs. But I bake them, and I feel like knowing when to pull them out at the exact right moment is becoming an art.
So you're becoming a master of her craft.
So after the fire at her farmhouse, the authorities, there was a woman named Azel Helligan. She found letters between Belle and her brother Andrew, and in the letters, basically, Belle had stated to her brother that she wanted him to relocate to her, mm-hmm. bring money, and keep everything a secret. And then her husband disappeared, her brother disappeared. So when she came to the farm, she came to investigate, and she noticed that the ground was, like, sunken in near, like, the pig pens.
Mm-hmm.
And she had authorities dig them up, and they found a bag that had two hands, 2 feet, and a head, who she positively identified as her brother, Andrew. So this is when, like, everything started to come about.
Oh, so this is like the towards the end.
Yes. So this is after the fire. So after they found they found the severed body of Belle and the children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it burnt down, but then, like, I guess once, like, that fire came out or whatever, then the sister was like, well, wait, my brother's missing, and I found letters between you two. So she actually went there to, like, investigate on her own.
Well, then wouldn't that make her his sister, too? Wait, I'm so confused. Can someone draw me a diagram? Because you just said that so was Azel.
I don't think they were married.
No, they weren't married. So this chick Azel, her brother was corresponding with Belle.
Yeah.
And Belle wanted him to come out.
Oh, okay. So Belle and this guy were not brother and sister.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they weren't, like, married or anything. So his sister went out to find him.
Because she was suspicious. Okay. Like, he's disappeared. She hasn't heard from him.
So Belle basically lured him out to the farm.
Yes.
With her vagina.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That big vagina.
That big vagina.
Vagina.
It's vagina.
Vagina.
Have you not seen the Ten Commandments? Wait, is that what the movie is called? I don't think that's... I'm thinking of biblical. Have you never seen that movie? The one with the 10 big stones?
The Ten Commandments. It's called The Ten Commandments.
It is, right?
Yes, it's called The Ten Commandments.
But it's a comedy? It's not like Moses in a burning bush.
We must be thinking of something different. There is, like, something that plays at Christmas every year. It's called The Ten Commandments, and it's a religious thing.
No. Fuck that. I'm talking about, there's another movie. It's a comedy. Oh. I think Greg Kinnear is in it.
No, I've never seen it.
That could be wrong. But it's really funny.
I'll have to check it out. I've never seen it.
And they talk about, they keep saying vagina.
Vagina.
It's a nicer thing to say.
or Kelly Orloff, vagine. Vagine.
Have you seen Borat, too?
Not yet.
To get off topic.
No.
But that just reminds, when you said vagine.
Oh, yeah.
It reminded me of that.
Yes. Very nice. So after this came up, they found the remains of her brother. They had noticed that there were several other depressions, like, across her property. So when they were dug up, they actually found multiple burlap sacks that contained torsos, hands, and arms chopped from the shoulder, and lots of, like, just human bones.
Damn.
Yeah. So all of the bodies had appeared to be butchered in the same manner.
Butchering bodies is super difficult. Was she like a strong man?
That I don't know.
She's very consistent.
Well, she had help, so we'll get to that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of the bodies were decapitated, and the arms were removed at the shoulder, and the legs were severed at the knee. So they were all, like, in the same manner and everything like that. And the first day when they started digging up, they found 5 different bodies. And on the second day, they found 6 more. And, like, the further they got out on the property, they just kind of stopped counting from there. Like, you know, they just had too many. And even though the remains of Andrew Helligan were identified a lot, and there was a lot of, like, news coverage, most of the remains were never identified. So no one ever found out, like, who these guys actually were. So there was a man named Ray Lamphere. He worked on the farm, and he was also Belle's on-again, off-again lover. Now, November of 1908, he was convicted of arson, and he later confessed that Belle placed advertisements looking for men, but instead robbed them, murdered them, and then, like, when the men came to the farm.
So, like, the Lonely Hearts ads.
Yeah. So she was just luring these people to their death just to rob them.
Now, he got charged with arson.
Yes.
Was it the arson of the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So he also stated that Belle asked him to burn down the house with both of her children inside.
How old were her children at the time?
They were young. I don't know exactly how old they were, but they were young children. And then he said that the body that was thought to be Belle was actually another victim that, you know, they placed to trick investigators. Hence, the head was missing. So there's no positive identity of the body.
Yeah. To examine.
Yeah.
So she owned the lamb.
So that was one of the ideas. And the reasoning for all this, like, why they burned it down and everything, was there was another person. It was a brother of a missing man that had threatened to come to the farmhouse to search for him. So, like, he was same thing as the other girl, Azel, that, you know, my brother's missing. Like, I found correspondence. I'm coming to, like.
Yeah, so the heat was building up. She got some pressure.
Yeah. So, later, there was a journalist named Edward Beckley. He was assigned to access confessions that Lamphere had given to a reverend, Edwin Shell. And in the confessions, Lamphere stated that he killed Guinness and her children with an axe and lit the house, like, lit them on fire. And that he was part of the previous murders where he had murdered, like, he had burned, not burned, buried the remains. So she would kill them, he would kill, like, help, and then he would bury everything. And that Guinness was, in fact, dead and not alive on the run. Because that was some of the speculation, was that this actually wasn't her. She's still alive.
So how, like, was they able to, like, back up this by, like, evidence or anything? Like, were the kids, like, did they find them with, you know, axe marks or anything like that?
No. So they just got stuck in the house and burnt.
Okay.
And eventually, Belganis was pronounced dead, but it was disputed whether or not she actually did die in the fire or if she escaped. And there were sightings in the Chicago area long after she was reported dead that she was still alive. Mm-hmm. And most recently, I don't know exactly what year, but there were some DNA testing done on the remains, but they were inconclusive. So it's still a mystery of whether or not
she died,
was actually her that they found the decapitated body, or if she actually got away and, you know, who knows, probably went on to keep killing.
You also got to think about that time, you know, too. Like, they didn't really have too many cars on the road. Like, you would have to drive or travel by foot or by, like, horse and buggy. And then there are systems. It's not like today where everything's connected.
Yeah.
If one police officer doesn't talk to another precinct, then...
Yeah, it was much easier back then to
evade, and you could go to another state and kill, and no one would ever connect it.
Yeah, and especially like back, like if it was today, they could have just done DNA on the body right then and there, and they would have found out this is or isn't her.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think it was her.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, if she was smart enough to like get all these people and lure them out there and everything like that, like she was smart enough to cover her tracks.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, and especially with the whole thing, like, if he was her lover, on again, off again kind of thing, like, I'm sure, you know, he loved her and everything, he would cover for her.
Oh, I mean, of course.
Yeah. So,
Snitches get stitches.
Yep. That is my story on Belle Guinness. Guinness.
She's crazy.
I like the name Guinness better.
Guinness, yeah. I had to look it up. I was like, is this Guinness?
That's why I'm afraid to cover some stories, like, from other countries, because I'm like, I am going to fucking butcher these.
Yes. Yeah.
Worse than they've already been butchered.
Well, I got super excited because I wanted to stick to, I was like, okay, well, I want to do a November killer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some, I'm not going to tell you who it is, because if neither of you pick it within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to do her again. But there was a lady that had come up saying she was born in November. But when I Googled her, it says she was born in another month. And, like, there was one or two conflicting sites that said she was born in November. So I was like, but I'm going to wait and do her because she's pretty awesome. But I'll wait till next time.
No, this is a good one. I didn't know about this case. Yeah. So.
And, I mean, there's a lot. Like, you did a Black Widow last week, so this is another one.
Yeah, there's tons.
Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently, like, women just, most of them kill men and... That is, like, a big thing. Like, between black widows and then also children seem to be a big thing with women.
And there was nothing that ever came up about her first husband?
No, they completely ruled everything natural. So they said, like I said, the first one, they said it was a cerebral hemorrhage. But quinine powder can have, like, multiple things. So quinine was used for, like I said, malaria. It was used for, like, other different conditions, like pain conditions and things like that. So, but you don't know how much she mixed. Like, she probably mixed a lot more. And yeah. she could have done anything else. And quinine, actually, they stopped using it in, like, I think the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was replaced with chloroquine.
Oh, okay.
So...
So is, now what's in tonic water is chloroquine?
No, it is still quinine. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think there's, like, other places that you can, like, other, you know, countries and stuff that still use the quinine, but they the FDA kind of was like, we're going to kind of stop using this.
I just want to know when Coca-Cola is going to bring back the cocaine.
The cocaine, yeah. Yeah. No wonder why, like, when you were younger and stuff like that, well, not us, it wasn't in our time, but, like, our grandparents and stuff like that, like, oh, you have a bellyache? Drink some Coca-Cola. Yeah, because you're getting high.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
I would be so much more efficient.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That was good. I like that case.
That was a good story. Good job, Monica, on your birthday.
Yay.
And who has the envelope?
I have the game. I almost thought I ripped it.
Wait, is that what sounds an emblem makes? I'm not good at sound effects.
I'm not going to say who, but this might hurt a little. This might cut a little deep for somebody.
It's going to cut someone.
It's going to cut somebody really deep sitting at this table. I might want to move my chair.
Well, so it means me?
Yes.
What the fuck,
you'll
Brian?
Understand. You'll understand in a moment.
Okay. So you want to get rid of the drunk bitch on your podcast. That's what we're talking about.
Your target is your brother-in-law. Your motive. Your brother-in-law. I hate this. I hate reading. Your brother-in-law is way better at carving pumpkins and has beat you in the pumpkin carving contest. Your jealousy knows no bounds. You will have your revenge. Now,
this motherfucker.
All right.
Let's explain.
Let's just give you some backstory. So we had Robin's second annual Halloween party last night, and Robin... was up until last night undefeated. Even before moving out here back in Texas, she's been undefeated every year winning pumpkin carving until last night. It was a tie, so we re-voted, and Robin got beat by Brian
by one vote, that motherfucker. Clearly his shit pumpkin was not as good as mine. Okay, let's start there.
I knew she was going to get so angry.
I had some fucking Judases at my house.
So
you can continue now.
So her anger will let her get away with murder. Stay tuned to find out. Our weapons include...
I've already been thinking about this murder for the last 24 hours. So let's see what we're doing.
Will she remember her murder gloves?
Probably not.
Oh, I forgot my murder gloves. Oh. Brian got me murder gloves for my birthday.
Well, Monica failed. She forgot her murder gloves. All right. Our weapons are our pumpkin carving knife, a crossbow that fires cats.
We all need a little pussy sometime, okay?
And my prize last night for winning.
Oh, yes.
The worst pumpkin.
The worst pumpkin. Reigning champ, 2 years running. My golden plunger. So, I am first. And this is tough because I don't know what to do. I know I'm putting my murder gloves on. First and foremost, I'm grabbing those, putting them on.
Robin's got, did you see that move? She's got some, like, elbow murder
one.
Gloves.
She's learned.
Are you like, inseminating a cow and shoving it up to your shoulder?
I'm about to inseminate your husband with my fucking fist. I'm going to shove it up his ass.
She's going to end up with the plunger, so yeah. She has to have something.
I'm last.
You are last this week.
So I get the shit. I get the shit one.
But I don't know what I'm going to do. This is hard. I have no throw blood towards my brother-in-law's, and I am a shit pumpkin carving contest. Everybody beats me. So this is kind of hard for me. I'm going to go with the pumpkin carving knife. Because here's what I'm going to do. It doesn't say I have...
You mistaked him for a pumpkin.
I'm going to do this. My murder gloves are already on.
Okay.
And I'm going to let my brother-in-law drink too much. And I'm going to break off the pumpkin carving knife from the little handheld piece. And I'm going to make him swallow it. And I'm going to let it tear his intestines apart throughout his body. And then just let him bleed out and die. Is that something that could happen?
I mean, if you can get him to swallow it.
Well, he's going to be drunk.
I will swallow it.
Yeah,
he's going to be drunk.
He acts like he don't. I know what kind of freaky shit he's into.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to let him get drunk. Because I'm a firm believer. When you're drunk, you're putting anything in your mouth. So you can get him drunk.
I know
only
I do.
Only you are the one who puts anything in your mouth when you're drunk.
So I'm just going to, hold his nose, force it down, and just hope it does its thing, while it's down there, just tearing some stuff
make it up. Like a sandwich, like put it in a sandwich or something.
Yeah, but then he's
guys
chewing.
Guys will eat anything. But I could fucking chew on a plate and a guy would eat it.
Yeah, like, I don't want him to chew and kind of know it's there. I want him to more just, like, just force it down. So. Whatever. Let's see what you guys can come up with. Robin, you're next. So you get a crossbow that fires cats or a golden plunger. Robin's just going to be like, F these tools. I'm just using my bare hands.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
True.
Words is hard. I don't want a crossbow that fires cats because, I feel like, what did those poor cats do? They're not this motherfucker. And, so I'm just going to go with the golden plunger. Hold on. I'm going to put my murder suit on.
This is going to be a bloody mess.
She's thought about this a little too much.
She's been stewing on this, even before she knew this was our target.
This is true. And then I'm going to get my golden plunger out. And I'm going to attach it to the back of his head, and I'm going to plunge the fucking toilet with his head. I'm going to drown him in the fucking... And I'm going to shit in it before I put his head in. I'm going to drown his ass in poo water.
I mean, you could have shoved the plunger up his butt.
But I'll do that afterwards.
I was also thinking of I was wondering if the plunger would be strong enough that you could plunge his intestines out of his own ass.
I don't think it would work that way. I mean, you can plunge his face, suffocate him.
That's why I just want to drown him in the
like
poo,
do a swirly
the poo, yeah, the poo water, but with the plunger. I'll hold his head down with the plunger,
Gotcha.
And then when I'm done, I'm like, well,
that way there's no fingerprints because one, you have your murder suit on.
My murder suit, yeah.
And you can just say he's drunk and drowned in the toilet.
Exactly. And I feel like my murder suit would be one of those weird latex outfits that you suck all the air out. And I'm
like from American Horror Story, yeah. The house.
That's not weird. He's going to... it's just a matter of time.
Watch out, Brian. She's coming for you.
I am coming for you. I will trip your ass down a well, and Lassie ain't going to be there to save you. That's it. I conclude my murder.
So, Monica, you get the crossbow that fires cats.
Goody.
I feel like a crossbow is actually a good one for you, because I feel like you would more than both of us know... what to do with it.
I mean, I know how to fire a crossbow, but cats?
Figure it out.
Now,
cats, i.e. pussy, suffocate him with your vagina.
Fling the pussy at him.
Well, you could suffocate him with your vagina while you shoot cats. Feral cats at his dick. And they will eat it off. Damn it, I lost an opportunity.
To sit on his face.
Yes. And to buy your feral cats at his wang.
I'm just going to throw up real fast. I'll be right back.
I just like the party. What do you want?
Yeah. Ooh. Crossbow with cats. Well, it doesn't say that we can't use other things, but we have to use our tool eventually. I mean, I could, like, get a tiny little sharp knife and, like, make a whole bunch of cuts, right? And then shoot the feral cat at him so it looks like the cat clawed at him.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Right? Because if you're a cat being shot from a crossbow, I'm pretty sure you'd be a little, you know, frustrated and angry.
For sure.
And you would scratch the shit out of somebody.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. So I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
So he's just going to be scratched to death?
Yeah.
Meow. You forgot your murder gloves.
But, oh yeah, that's true. God damn it.
But I mean, I was going to say, if you were just going to shoot, like, a crossbow. Shoot cats from far
away. Yeah, I forgot I'm cutting them too.
But if you're cutting them,
I'm cutting a bitch. I need to wear my murder gloves.
Oh my God. I'm not getting caught this time. It's you.
It is me.
Because I had a whole murder suit on.
So me and Sandy will be in jail and you need to come visit us.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I'll bake you a cake with a file in it.
Yes. It's pretty good. I mean, I think this one was very fitting since Robin had pent-up anger.
He did this shit on purpose.
He did. He did. He actually told me last night. He's like, I'm not going to tell you anything else. He's like, I'm just going to tell you motive. And I was like, oh, my God, she's going to be so mad. And me and Sandy were actually talking about this, but, like, when you walked in, I was like, oh.
You literally walked in.
I was like, she's going to be so mad. And you walked in. I was like, And I was like, she knows we were talking about her.
That's why I don't trust bitches.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I like these. I can't wait for him, you know, to come up with better weapons.
Better weapons.
I feel like the first week we had, like, banging ass weapons. And then it's been slowly
going
downhill.
Where the fuck is Mittens? Yeah. I know he didn't die in that murder. Bring him back.
Shit him out. That's all.
That's what I'm saying.
He just ate his way through. Yeah. He ate his way through that body. He's still there.
I definitely think the first week and then that week that you presented where we had, like, the sex dungeon was.
That one was good. Yeah. Last week was garbage. This is just baloney with not cheese.
Yeah, we just.
I think anything that has to do with sex. I actually think this is, well, I did mention putting the plunger up the butt, but I think this
and
is.
And I did say I was going to sit on your husband's face shoot feral cats at his wang.
But usually it always comes down to shoving something up someone's butt.
That's true.
Like, I feel like every week it has to do with going up someone's butt.
So nobody got their butts touched today. Yeah. I'm sorry to disappoint you all.
That is kind of disappointing.
Maybe next week.
Yes.
Maybe next week we'll play with some butts.
You know we have issues, right?
Yes, I do. Alrighty, so thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, murdermaidens.com, Instagram, and you can listen to us on iTunes and Spotify. So please give us a thumbs up and hit the subscribe button. Until next time, don't get murdered.
Don't murder anybody.
And don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Bye.